Hello and welcome to the Jewitches podcast. If this is your first episode, today's episode is slightly different than normal. This is an episode where we are going to be discussing what was originally an Instagram infographic turned into a blog post and now a audio podcast for those who prefer audio to visual. Now, normally our podcasts have very minimal editing, but today, no editing whatsoever. It's very, very minimal. I want to make it clear, before we even begin, there is no excuse for genocide, for occupation, for the destruction of human life. None. And what we're talking about today, Christian Zionism, this post, which was originally, again, an infographic created for Instagram, is meant to serve as a jumping off point for research. When you are creating infographics for Instagram, you really only have 8 pages, right? Page 1 is the title page. Page 10 is your citations. And citations are the lifeblood of Jewitches. We love citations, not only to show you where we get our information, right? But so that you can go further, so that you can look further. And we often try and find our information in places that are not behind paywalls. While yes, a lot of it comes from academic libraries, I often try and find it on things like JSTOR, where you can get 100 free articles a month. I try and find it on places like ResearchGate, where you can get free articles, even if you're not affiliated with the university. I try and include links, direct links to PDF versions of articles, so that you don't have to pay exorbitant amount of money to have access to academic research, because it is so important that you continue your research. Because while I love the format of an Instagram infographic, and I think that they are, frankly, oftentimes underutilized, and overutilized, both, an interesting dichotomy there. There's only so much that we can put into it. There is a breadth of information that we simply cannot include because we have to take into consideration things like the algorithm, comprehension, legibility, and just the massiveness of this topic. So I want to make it clear, please read the citations we provide. Again, they are always in the description of our episodes. This one in particular, you can go to our website, jewitches.com. We have the blog post version of it, Christian Zionism 101. If you want to reshare the infographic on our Instagram, you can. I don't remember if I've already said it, but this episode is going to be a little bit different from our usual episodes. While we normally have minimal editing, this is going to have even less editing, practically none. We are just going to dive right in and discuss. I want to say a huge thank you to two people who helped proof and look over the graphic. Willa the Wisps on Instagram. Willa is an incredible scholar who is on Instagram, who has some great posts. Absolutely recommend their content. And then we have a Hearth Witch. Their Patreon is fantastic. Their Instagram is also amazing. They are a German folk witch and scholar. Absolutely love their content. And I want to say thank you to them for helping. With that, we're just going to dive right in. What is Christian Zionism? Christian Zionism is both a religious and political ideology, which has no formal structure, but generally demands total support for the modern political state of Israel in order to gather all Jews in Israel, which will trigger the rapture and the second coming of Christ. To quote, Christian Zionists are premillennial dispensationalists who believe that the return of the Jews to their homeland herald the beginning of the biblically prophesied end times. Christian Zionist groups often have infightings in regards to the particulars of their beliefs, even going so far as to denounce one another. So you may say, oh, well, this Christian Zionist I know believes this very specific chain of events, or this one believes this very specific chain of events. Yes, there are differences in the particulars. Remember, there is no formal structure to this ideology, and there is a lot of infighting because this is a massive, massive group of people. Now, who are Christian Zionists? Most Christian Zionists are evangelical and fundamentalist Christians. However, the ideology has adherents within all Christian denominations, including Mormonism. They exist globally. This is not solely an American issue, not an American phenomenon. This is another thing that has been extraordinarily frustrating after the creation and posting of this. A lot of people go, ugh, Americans. And then also on the flip side, people going, oh, I'm Catholic and I'm born and raised in Brazil, Argentina, Italy, Germany, France, Sweden, Finland, all places people have commented from. And I was raised with this ideology. My uncle believes this ideology. I was taught this in school. This is a global ideology, and there are adherents from all over the world and from all Christian denominations, regardless of if this actually fits within the officially mandated or officially agreed upon ideology of that Christian denomination. It does not have to be the official ideology of that denomination for people to believe it. Remember, people don't always agree with the official ideology of their denominations. So, the largest Zionist organization in America is a Christian organization. The largest Zionist organization has more Christian members than there are Jewish Americans alive, period. Jews of any belief system, any age, anything, Jews alive in America. As of 2021, there are roughly 7.5 million American Jews. Christians United for Israel alone has over 10 million Christian members. 7.5 million American Jews versus the largest organization having over 10 million Christian members. Now, there are more than 30 million Christian Zionists in the United States alone, according to the author and academic Tristan Sturm. Now, that's double the population of Jews worldwide. Again, American Christian Zionists in the United States alone number more than double the population of Jews of any belief system worldwide. Next, we move on to the belief system of the genocidal holy war. The rapture, belief that living and dead believers will ascend into heaven to meet Jesus Christ at the second coming, is a generally agreed upon aspect of the second coming. To quote, dispensationalists deem this phase to quote, the time of Jacob's trouble, in which at least one third of Jews convert to Christianity and are saved accordingly, while the majority are killed. Remember, to quote, among Christian Zionists, the belief is common that Jews will not be saved due simply to their status as God's chosen people within the Old Testament prophecy. Conversion is considered necessary for Jews to be part of Christ's reign on earth. After the rapture, there will be a seven-year period of global turmoil marked by natural disasters, wars, and oppressive regimes. Afterward, Jesus will return with his true believers to establish a thousand-year reign during which Jerusalem will be the world's capital. Palestinians and Jews are cannon fodder, collateral damage, merely pawns to move into position in order to summon Jesus, dead or alive. Let's talk a little bit about Christian Zionism and violent anti-Palestinian rhetoric. Palestinian Christians, despite including some of the oldest Christian communities in the world, are often believed not to count as the quote-unquote right kind of Christian, while Palestinian Muslims are subjected to unimaginable dehumanization by Christian Zionists. To quote, Christian Zionist groups that fund Israeli settler communities have been criticized by the United Nations Security Council for providing support to settlement communities that are considered illegal under international law. Christian Zionists have actively lobbied for both the return of Jews to modern-day Israel and for an end to the existence of the territories administered by the Palestinian Authority. According to scholar Tristan Sturm, to quote, they justified the war through colonial imaginings, Oftera Nullius, in three ways. One, by denying that Palestinians exist as a legitimate national identity. Two, by denying the Palestinians to reason. And three, prophetic inevitability. The war will happen because of the prophecy. To quote, Gaza is therefore interpreted as God's land, and the demise of Gazans, present and future, is not only anticipated and preempted, but will have already happened. Let's talk about anti-Semitism and Christian Zionism. Anti-Semitism is the lifeblood of the Christian Zionist. Substituting care for Jews with nationalism, based on the belief in the coming rapture, Christian Zionists wield anti-Semitism as a tool. Anti-Semitism is a powerful element for Christian Zionists. They use anti-Semitism in the diaspora to entice Jews to move under the guise of safety and propelling and furthering their agenda of gathering all Jews in the Holy Land. To quote, "Within the context of Christian Zionism, American Jews are relatively irrelevant, byproducts of a history whose end is the movement's ultimate goal." Again, I want to read that again. American Jews are relatively irrelevant, byproducts of a history whose end is the movement's ultimate goal. Christian Zionists are happy to promote anti-Semitic propaganda, misinformation, and legislation in order to achieve this goal. The founder of QFI, Christians United for Israel, again, the largest Christian Zionist organization in America, sees John Hagee, to quote, "described Hitler as a hunter sent by God to get Jewish people to come back to the land of Israel." This is the founder of Christians United for Israel, again, the largest Christian Zionist organization. He is the founder, and he is describing Hitler as a hunter sent by God to gather Jews to come back to Israel. Christian Zionism inherently sees, to quote, "Jews as the people who fail to recognize and accept the true Messiah and have thus deprived themselves of both eternal life and sound moral guidelines." Again, Christian Zionism doesn't forget the inherent anti-Semitism that a lot of Christianity holds for Jews, as seeing Jews as like people who spurn Jesus. According to Trump, Democrats, quote, "don't want to fund Israel. They want to take away foreign aid to Israel. They want to do a lot of bad things to Israel. In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat and you're being very disloyal to the Jewish people and very disloyal to Israel." When called out, to quote, as about 7 in 10 American Jews identify with or lean towards a Democratic Party, Donald Trump continued, quote, "any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat shows, quote, either total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty," which is promoting the dual loyalty trope, implying that American Jews should be more loyal to Israel, despite the fact that they are American. Now, there is an internal division regarding converting Jews to Christianity, with some believing it's essential to convert as many Jews as possible before the rapture. However, quote, "some Christian Zionists consider themselves proto-Jews on earth and engage in such practices as observance of the Saturday Sabbath," end quote. Examples of this include Mike Huckabee. Now, there was a lot of questions over on our Instagram regarding Messianic Christians. We have a post on that if you haven't read it. Messianic Christians, often, it's a Venn diagram, many, many, many are Christian Zionists, but it's not a perfect circle. Let's talk a little bit about United States Christian Zionist political power. Christian Zionists in the U.S. wield massive political power, particularly in the realm of lobbying. As many, if not most, Christian Zionists are extremely conservative. They are often at odds, if not going directly against, the majority will of American Jews. To quote, "people have to understand that the backbone of Israel's support in the United States is the evangelical Christians," said former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, pointing to the fact that evangelicals comprise about a quarter of Americans, while Jews make up less than 2% of the population. He also noted that it's very rare for evangelicals to criticize Israel, while American Jews are disproportionately among Israel's critics. Now, their influence, Christian Zionist influence, is rooted in their ability to mobilize huge, committed constituencies, often through highly organized advocacy groups. Christian Zionists have influenced decisions related to military aid, foreign aid packages, and support for Israeli government policies. Christian Zionist groups directly fund settlers and settler violence. To quote, "they oppose the Middle East peace process because they oppose a physical division of Jerusalem or of Israel," according to Clifford Kirikoff, a former advisor to the U.S. Senate. To quote, "white evangelicals are the group most likely to say God gave the land that is now Israel to the Jewish people. Fully 70% of white evangelicals take that position, more than twice the share of U.S. Jews who answered a similar but not identical question." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges their power to, quote, "I don't believe the Jewish state and the modern modern Zionism would be possible without Christian Zionism." Now we're going to talk a little bit about Christian Zionists in politics. And I want to make something very clear. Like we said at the very beginning of this podcast, when you are creating an infographic, selecting which information you're going to include is extraordinarily difficult, right? You are often presented with, frankly, an infinite amount of information, and you have to whittle it down to 8 pages on a tiny screen in the biggest letters you can, because there's always someone saying, "Can you please make the letters bigger?" Right? And it's totally understandable. As someone very nearsighted, I understand. I chose 9 people to include. I didn't include any Democrats, not intentionally. I just literally looked at a list that I could find of Christian Zionists, and I picked the ones that were prominent in my mind and had citations that I could link directly to. This is not a one-party issue. There are Christian Zionists in every political party. There are Christian Zionists, again, in every denomination. There are Christian Zionists of every nationality, race, age group, belief system, sexuality, orientation. It is a very widespread issue. So when we talk about this, this is not saying, oh, look, it's only a Republican problem or an American problem. When we say politics, we mentioned one person who's not in the U.S., but again, we focus largely on the U.S. because that's where we're based. So first we have Mike Pence, former vice president of the United States of America, known supporter of CUFI, Christians United for America. Pence brought a messianic quote-unquote rabbi to mourn the victims of the Tree of Life massacre. Ted Cruz, United States Senator from Texas, again, known supporter of Christians United for Israel. Mike Pompeo, former United States Secretary of State, who's been praised by the Christians United for Israel founder. Ron DeSantis, who's the governor of Florida. We have Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, UN ambassador, and is currently running for president. We have Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. To quote, "Huckabee denies that there is a cohesive nationalism and contiguous history tying Palestinians together and has said, I worship a Jew. I have a lot of Jewish friends. They're kind of like, you evangelicals love Israel more than we do. And I'm like, do you not get it? If it weren't for the Jewish faith, there wouldn't be a Christian faith." Mike Huckabee has also said other horrific things. And we also have Jair Bolsonaro, former president of Brazil and the winner of the Friends of Zion Award, bestowed by the Friends of Zion Museum, which is a Christian Zionist museum. And he built a trade embassy in Jerusalem. We have Donald Trump, obviously former U.S. president. And this is a list of things compiled by a scholar, quote, "moving their respective embassies from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, actions that were long sought by conservative Christians in the West, signaling a rejection of Palestinian aspirations for independence, support for settlements and Israeli annexation of the West Bank and the Golan Heights." Now, the Friends of Zion on Heritage Center is a $100 million project that has become one of the central institutions influencing the world and strengthening Israel's relations globally while fortifying the pillars of Israeli society. If you go to their website, you can see that they hold delegates from countries like Guatemala, Sweden, Liberia. Let's go to another page. This is just from their website. We've got the ambassador of Azerbaijan, a Serb member of the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that's just looking at their pages from the beginning alone, right? "And yet, some Jews accept it. To quote, as a Jew, that doesn't make me uncomfortable at all," said Josh Reinstein, the Jerusalem-based president of the Israel Allies Foundation. "I don't believe in Christianity. I don't believe the Messiah is coming for the second time. Let's just focus on what we agree on until the Messiah comes, and then we'll decide what happens." He says faith-based outreach to Christians is the most important weapon Israel has in its diplomatic arsenal. End quote. When criticizing Messianics and Philo-Semitic Christians, there's been a similar theme in the comments section on our account. Despite the fact that Christian Zionists could care less about Jews, some Jews want to keep them on, quote, our side by appeasing their genocidal ideology. And I want to make something clear. Not believing in Christian ideology does not stop the anti-Semitism. violence, brutality, occupation, genocide, or material horrors of this ideology. Accepting these quote-unquote allies is a betrayal of our values and the fundamental truth that all life is precious. With that being said, let's talk about some of our citations. We have Tristan Sturm's God's Just Gaza War, Futurity Foreclosed Through Evangelical Apocalypse as Orthogonal Promise of Eretz Yisrael. This one is included. Then we have A Land Without a People for a People Without a Land by Diana Muir. By the way, did you know that that was actually, that phrase was written by a proto-Christian Zionist Church of Scotland clergyman and author Alexander Keith, who coined the phrase in his 1843 book about the land. Then we have Britannica, Rapture, we have Pew Research, the size of the U.S. Jewish population, we have the Washington Post, Mainstreaming Christian Zionism, Religion Media Center, org.uk, Fact Sheet, Christian Zionism, we have AP News, Christian Zionist Israel Republican presidential candidates, we have QFI, Mike Pence, I Support Israel, we have the Me Forum, A Land Without a People, Without a People Without a Land, the Friends of Zion Museum, Bolsonaro Receives an Award. We have Al Jazeera, Opinion, Biden, Palestine, and the Buttressing of Christian Zionism. Washington Post, Outlook, Trump sees all U.S. Jews as Israelis. Pew Research, Jews, Political Views. And we have NBC News, Politics, Trump doubles down calling Jewish Democrats disloyal to Israel. Remember, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask them over on our Instagram. Thank you all for listening. See you next time.